What's up, beautiful anchor people? All right. Oh man, what a day, what a day. I'm just a regular cat like every one of y'all. I wanted to tell you guys that today and from now on, start practicing the art of listening. Listening skills are very underrated. Everybody has something to say. Everybody wants to act like they're the experts and all that stuff. Like, you know, me, for example, right now, trying to record this and try to say something. I want to make sure that I listen to as many things as possible, as many people as possible. Sometimes being the last one to talk, you know, gives you a lot of wisdom, a lot of opportunity to think about what you're going to say. It allows other people to make their mistakes when they're talking. You can hear them out and see different angles and points of views. So being the last one to talk inside of a group of people, or being the last one to post about a subject and all that, it just kind of puts you in a perspective of seeing all the angles and making the best of what you really think about an issue or a problem or whatever it is. So just practice listening, man. Practice listening, all right? Take care, guys. God bless. Hey, what's up? Good morning, people. All right, so I really wanted to read this to you guys today. This is Andy Frisella, a quote from the book Crushing It by Gary Vaynerchuk. On page 47, it says, you're going to go through a time where you're not going to make any money. It's not going to be a week. It's not going to be a month. It's not going to be 1 year. It's going to be years. And during that time, if you don't love what you do, it's going to be very hard to stick it out. That is something that people don't understand when they hear follow your passion. They hear rainbows, unicorns, and bull. But the truth of it is that it's important. Because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're going to be that much more likely to quit when things get hard. And that is completely true. Following your passion, it's not just the rainbows and the unicorns and the happy things that you won't work a day in your life and all that. No, no, no. You're going to have to go through the times where you're not going to make any money, where you're going to have to be frustrated, where people are going to not support you. You know, you're going to go through a lot of things that are going to test you. And during that test, it's up to you to stick it out or not. All right? So make sure that you have a wonderful day. Keep the positivity up. Keep the good vibes up. And make sure that nothing brings you down. You have the choice and the ability to keep your joy, okay? To take your joy out of you, out of yourself, look at things the way you want to look at things, and just make sure you adapt to make sure that you are joyful today, okay? I fell into it yesterday. I wasn't as joyful as I could have been. I was very thoughtful the whole day. I was very down. But I can choose to be thoughtful and to be joyful at the same time. So just, if you go through a bad day, just, you know, mark it in your calendar. It's just one day. It was just a bad day, or it was just a tough day, whatever it is. But get back to it right away. All right. Awesome. Have a wonderful day and God bless.